Hi, I'm your host, Brad Riddle. Get the Sports Wax podcast shared to your inbox when you sign up for the Sports Wax newsletter. Go to grumpybuck.com. That's G-R-U-M-P-Y-B-U-C-K, like the deer.com, and you'll see Sports Wax podcast in the menu. Go to the podcast page, enter your email, and you're on the list. It's the easiest thing you'll do all day. The game of baseball asks you to sit through a lot of boring moments so that you can be there when the incredible happens. As this season settles into a rhythm, here's the story of one of the most surprising, unexpected, and incredible moments in baseball history. I hope you enjoy.
2-1 delivery. 3-1. If he should put Buford on, and he is only one pitch away from doing that, it would bring up a situation of tying run at the plate.
This is Shea Stadium in Queens. It's October 14th, 1969, and the New York Mets are playing the Baltimore Orioles in Game 3 of the World Series. The Mets are winning 4-0, but starting pitcher Gary Gentry is getting wild. Mets manager Gil Hodges visits the mound and signals to the bullpen. He wants a 22-year-old right-hander to come into the game. Maybe you've heard of him.
Short, Nolan Ryan in to do the pitching. This year in 89 innings, he struck out 92 batters. He's one of the hardest throwers in the major leagues.
On an 0-2 pitch, Baltimore's Paul Blair lifts a fly ball deep into the gap in right field, where New York's Tommy Agee chases it down for the third out.
And it is a fly ball. It'll be tough to get to. Agee is going, and Agee picks it down. He can't see that.
Nolan Ryan earns the save by closing out the game, a 5-0 Mets victory, and the Mets eventually win the World Series. But this episode isn't about the 1969 World Series. It's about that 22-year-old right-hander who finished Game 3. It's about how he eventually turned into an all-time great after that 1969 season, transforming into a Bunyan-esque baseball legend. And most of all, it's about how, more than 20 years after that October afternoon in Queens, Nolan Ryan took the mound and did something to major league hitters that no pitcher in his mid-40s has any business doing. This is Sports Wax, a weekly documentary where we explore sports stories from yesteryear, memories of players, coaches, and games that take us back in time. Welcome to Episode 9, an encore for the Express.
What a season for Nolan Ryan. Just wanting one more strikeout. 2-1 pitch. The runner goes. It's a high fly ball to left center field. Rivers easing back under it.
Nolan Ryan didn't fare well with the Mets after that 1969 World Series. In fact, he struggled so much that the Mets traded him to the California Angels after 1971. But something changed when Nolan Ryan moved from East Coast to West Coast, from National League to American League. In 1972, his first season with the Angels, he struck out an incredible 329 batters. And then, in 1973, boy, this is the season when the legend truly comes to life, when Nolan Ryan really becomes the Ryan Express. He throws a no-hitter in May against the Royals. He throws another no-hitter in July against the Tigers. He wins his 20th game of the season on September 23rd. And then, on September 27th, Ryan's chasing something really exciting. The single-season strikeout record set by Sandy Koufax, who K'd 382 batters in 1965. Ryan's last start of the season is at home against the Twins. He needs 16 strikeouts to break the record. He ties it in the eighth inning. The game goes to extras, and Ryan, who's clearly exhausted, keeps pitching. In the top of the 11th, with two outs and a man on base, Nolan Ryan gets two strikes on pinch hitter Rich Reese. Here's Dick Enberg to call it.
Two strike pitch coming up. Ryan sets. Here it is. Hold on, it is.
Baseball history is full of flash-in-the-pan players who did something incredible in their 20s, only to disappear completely. That's not Nolan Ryan. The Ryan Express keeps chugging, dominating hitters across different decades, across different teams, across different leagues. He sets the career record for no-hitters by throwing four more over the next 17 seasons. He breaks the career record for strikeouts. He picks up his 300th win. By 1991, Nolan Ryan's 44 years old and he's still at it. Maybe with a little help from a certain pain reliever?
And when I get sore, I take Advil. It's strong, it works, and I know it helps. And Advil's gentler on my stomach than aspirin. To last as long as I have, you got to stick with what works.
No matter Ryan's secret, he's the Texas Rangers' opening day starter as his 25th season begins.
There he is out there on the mound. He's taking his first warm-up. Nolan Ryan getting set to go tonight here in Arlington against the Milwaukee Brewers.
He pitches 7 innings and gives up 5 runs, taking the loss for the Rangers. And then the season settles into a rhythm. Ryan wins a couple and loses a couple in April. In his last start of the month, he throws 131 pitches in a 5-2 loss to the Indians. Rangers manager Bobby Valentine and pitching coach Tom House want Nolan Ryan to skip his next start. They want him to stay fresh for the whole season. But Nolan throws a strong bullpen session that week. He says he feels good. So, what the heck? We'll let him take his next turn in the rotation.
8 wins in his last 9 starts. Nolan Ryan's on the mound for Texas, and he rewrites the record book every game he plays.
It's May 1st, 1991. The Toronto Blue Jays are in Arlington, Texas, playing a 2-game series against the Rangers. Local television in the Dallas-Fort Worth area is not airing the game tonight. It's just the Blue Jays broadcast on Canada's CTV.
Everybody, I'm Fergie Alver, and are you in for a treat tonight? A pitching matchup that features the ageless wonder, Nolan Ryan, who can still throw in the mid-90s with his fastball.
The announcers are talking a lot about Nolan Ryan, but there's something that they don't know. Nolan Ryan looks awful in the bullpen before the game starts. He can't command his fastball. He's bouncing his curveball in the dirt. He's winded after every pitch. Tom House, the Rangers pitching coach, tells manager Bobby Valentine to have a reliever start warming up early. It could be a short night for Nolan Ryan, he says.
Speaking of fast, here comes 44-year-old Nolan Ryan, who still can throw in the 90s.
Ovation from his Texas fans as he takes them out against the Toronto Blue Jays and this the little ball.
Nolan Ryan goes to a full count with the first batter of the game. If he walks him, maybe things spiral. Here's what happens instead.
Up high and he strikes him out.
High heat for a strikeout. Nolan walks Kelly Gruber with 2 outs, but he gets a pop fly to end the inning. When Nolan trots back to the dugout, he's got an extra bounce in his step. "I just need one run tonight, boys," he tells the team. It's a huge shift from his terrible warm-up session. He's feeling really good, and it shows in the second inning when he strikes out the side.
All of that goes into the pitching. There it is. There's that curve.
Absolutely frozen right there. He strikes out the side. 4 Ks on the night for Ryan as the Rangers go to their half of the second inning.
The game's still scoreless heading to the bottom of the third when the Rangers break through. They score 1 run on an error, and then switch hitter Ruben Sierra steps to the plate with a runner on base.
Now Murrow, the second on the play. Now Sierra to left field. Back and gone into the night sky of Texas. The Rangers lead 3-0.
Nolan had said after the first inning that he'd only need 1 run. Now he has 3, and the Blue Jays look like they don't stand a chance at the plate. In the top of the fourth, Nolan strikes out 2 more batters, including Roberto Alomar, whose father was Nolan Ryan's teammate back in 1973. You know, the year when Ryan broke Sandy Koufax's single-season strikeout record.
7 strikeouts now. Well, here's some of the father and son victims of Nolan Ryan. Roberto, Sandy, and Dad.
We've got everybody in the Alomar family.
The Franconas, the Bonds, the Griffies, the Schofields, and the Wills.
By the end of the fourth, Nolan's retired 10 batters in a row. He's struck out 8, and the announcers are already alluding to the zeros on the scoreboard.
8
strikeouts. 10 in a row retired. Ryan in no-hit range once again here in Texas tonight.
Ryan cruises through the fifth and gets a strikeout to start the sixth. Then a short pop fly looks like it'll turn into Toronto's first hit of the game.
Lee makes contact. Coming hard is Pettis to get it. The no-hitter's intact.
Gary Pettis saves the day. Still leading 3-0, Nolan Ryan strikes out two more batters to start the seventh, both swinging.
So here he goes to Gruber 0-2. Stanley sets up out there, and that's where it is. Number 13 has been recorded. We are watching an absolute pitching masterpiece here tonight.
This is just incredible, and the thing that you lose sight of in watching...
In the top of the eighth, he strikes out two more. He's K'd 15 Blue Jays on the night. He's walked only two batters, and he's three outs away from his seventh career no-hitter at 44 years old.
That's strike three on the appeal, and give it to him. Lights out in the eighth inning, 15 strikeouts. Don't you dare go away.
Ryan's certainly come a long way from his days as a long reliever out of the Mets bullpen. Here's the thing about baseball. There's a lot of mundanity. The season's 162 games long. Teams play day in and day out. And once the season settles into a rhythm, it almost feels boring. But sometimes, every once in a while, something incredible cuts through that mundanity to create a moment that fans will remember forever. You'll recall that there's no local television for this game. No one in the Dallas-Fort Worth area can see what's happening unless they're actually at the stadium. As the top of the ninth inning starts, it's about 10 p.m. and the local news is just beginning. What are they going to talk about?
He is just two outs away from his seventh no-hitter.
Look at his concentration.
Hear the crowd. No. Get it in. Nolan is now one out away from the seventh no-hitter of his career. As I said, the Rangers are battling.
Rangers second baseman Julio Franco gobbles up two routine ground balls and fires them to Rafael Palmeiro at first base for outs number one and two. Then Roberto Alomar, the son of Nolan Ryan's former teammate, steps to the plate, the last Blue Jay standing between the Ryan Express and history.
This is electrifying, and I know after he struck out the side in the second inning, you and I turned and looked at each other and said, he is on his A-game tonight.
You had that feeling. Strike two.
Alomar fights off as many pitches as he can, but the moment is inevitable. On his 122nd and final pitch of the night, Nolan Ryan blows a fastball past Alomar for his 16th strikeout and to finish his seventh career no-hitter.
That's it! Number seven is in the books! The remarkable Ryan has done it again!
Texas Rangers didn't win a lot of games in the late 80s and early 90s. There were no pennant races in September, much less playoff appearances in October. These moments that Nolan Ryan created were the best things to happen to Rangers fans back then. Some of them were expected moments, like gifts sitting under the Christmas tree, moments like his 5,000th strikeout and his 300th win. Other moments were complete surprises, like this one. His seventh and final no-hitter. Nolan Ryan pitched two more seasons with the Rangers. Then, in October 1993, like Paul Bunyan finally setting down his axe, he retired from Major League Baseball. 5,714 strikeouts, 324 wins, 7 no-hitters, and an amazing career that spanned 4 decades. In summer 1999, Nolan Ryan entered the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown.
My ability to throw a baseball was a gift. It was a God-given gift, and I'm truly appreciative of that gift. It took me a while to figure that out and to realize what a gift that I'd been given. And when I finally did, I dedicated myself to be the best pitcher I possibly could be for as long as I possibly could be.
On his plaque, he's wearing the same Rangers cap that he wore on May 1st, 1991, that warm Wednesday night in Arlington, Texas, when Nolan Ryan took the mound, turned back the clock, and cut through the mundanity of baseball to create one of those incredible moments that we can all remember forever.
That's it! Number 7 is in the books! The remarkable Ryan has done it again!
Sports Wax is a documentary series brought to you by GrumpyBuck.com. That's GrumpyBuck.com. Subscribe to get new episodes that share a sports memory with a heavy dose of nostalgia each week. What's happening?
Oh, just a fun Easter Sunday. I'll have to catch you up on that later. What's going on?
All right. So this episode is about something that happened in baseball on May 1st, 1991.
Okay.
You have any idea what that might be? I'll give you a hint. It has to do with one of your favorite teams.
I think it has to do something with Nolan Ryan, either sixth or seventh no hitter. Am I right?
Yeah, yeah. So number six was 1990. You were at camp, summer camp, when that happened.
Yeah, all right. They were at Oakland. This was in Arlington.
This was in Arlington. Yeah. So May 1st, 1991, the Blue Jays come to town for a 2-game series. The Rangers win the first game. Ruben Sierra hits 2 home runs, and then they got Nolan Ryan versus Jimmy Key in the next game.
Greatness.
You know what's funny about this one? There was no local television that night.
35 years later, there's still no local television. Yeah,
it's a sad joke.
Yeah.
But I always say, when people are like, when did you become a big Rangers fan? And it was a perfect storm that happened in 1989. They got Nolan Ryan in free agency. They traded for Rafael Palmeiro. They traded for Julio Franco. And if I remember correctly, that was the summer we got HSC for the first time.
I think all that lined up. And you know what's funny? Oh, go ahead.
No. What's funny?
So there was a, you know, like some of those posts, I can't remember if it was Facebook or Twitter or whatever, you know, like on the ones you don't even follow. It was something about base one. It was like, Tell me who your favorite player was when you were like 10 years old. And I almost replied, like, quote, in order, 2, 3, 4, Franco, Palmeiro, Sierra, starting in like 1989.
Because that's great. When
they all came on, and Nolan Ryan came on, and it was just a very different Ranger vibe from like 1988, certainly from like the mid-80s or early 80s.
I mean...
And we thought they were going to be good.
They made enormous deals. I mean, so you basically turned over Jerry Brown, Odumi McDowell, who's the first... Pete O'Brien.
Mm-hmm.
You get rid of Pete and Cavilia. Apparently he and Bobby Valentine just hated each other. And you pick up Palmeiro, pick up Franco. You get... obviously, Nolan Ryan. You don't have Mitch Williams lighting things on fire out of the bullpen anymore. And that was just a really fun year. It was like magic because all summer long, we just turn on HSC, Norm Hitchkiss and Merle Harmon, and we just watch a few innings of baseball every night.
But we couldn't. But you remember, we couldn't get HSC.
Well, It was like fuzzied out for a while, and I don't know what happened. I don't know if we upgraded our plan or got rid of that slider and we got the Atlanta Scientific cable box. But eventually we got it.
Yeah, with the slider, you had to hit like change the TV button to 2 or 4, I think. And then, because the thing only went to 43, which was ESPN,
yeah.
You could get 44 by changing that.